It's 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. We'll start with news from West Dallas, the gentrifying neighborhood where KERA has been documenting the housing crunch in a series called One Crisis Away, No Place to Go. Those folks learned today they don't have to go, at least for now. The landlord, who owns hundreds of aging rental houses there, said this morning the company will sell upwards of 75 of those homes to the tenants themselves. And the judge gave the residents 4 more months to figure out their futures. KERA's Courtney Collins and Jessica Diaz-Hurtado have been following the story for our series, and they sat down with Vice President of News, Rick Holter.
Courtney, a lot of folks in West Dallas breathed a sigh of relief today. How did this play out?
At the center of this are 300 or so rental homes. They were deemed no longer up to standard after the city tightened code enforcement back in September. Now, this is a low-income neighborhood, mostly Latino and Black. These renters have been paying as little as $300 to $500 a month, and they were facing a June 3rd move-out deadline. The landlord has said fixing up these homes would be too expensive. Now, this morning, Kresh Kresh, co-owner of HMK Limited, offered to make his tenants homeowners.
I think this is a win for my families. I think this is a win for Los Altos. I think this is a win for West Dallas. I think this is a win for the city of Dallas, too. I don't see any losers here.
He offered to sell everyone their homes at a price of $65,000. HMK is going to finance the deal. It'll be a 20-year fixed mortgage, no money down, no closing costs, and everyone will pay $575 a month.
And then after this announcement was made, the judge stepped in.
Right. Judge Ken Malberg signed an order extending the temporary injunction, which means the June 3rd deadline is gone, and tenants now have until October 2nd to buy and upgrade their homes or move out.
The landlord and the mayor have kind of been going head-to-head on this. What did the city have to say today?
Mayor Mike Rawlings wasn't giving interviews today. His spokesman did send over a statement. It reads in part, "I am encouraged that Mr. Kresh has decided to do what we asked him to consider nearly 2 years ago, sell some of his homes to his tenants. We have long felt that increasing homeownership will help lift up our neighborhoods in part by providing a sense of pride among our residents. It's a key strategy to protect against gentrification in areas like West Dallas."
Jessica, you've been covering a pretty hot city council race in this area, and I understand one of the candidates actually appeared with Kresh Kresh today.
Yes, Omar Narvaez, who is running for the District 6 seat. He said that this is a win for the community. And his opponent, incumbent Monica Alonso, she sent out a statement calling this development positive, but also recommending that tenants get independent legal advice to check out what they are signing. This issue has been at the center of the runoff between Narvaez and Alonso. That election is set for June 10th, and that's a week after the original move-out deadline.
Both of you have been talking to residents across West Dallas. What are they saying?
Well, several renters appeared at the news conference today. One of them was Joe Garcia. We featured him and his mom in the series. They live in one house in what HMK considers a redevelopment zone. Kresh hopes to move the Garcias and about 40 other families into houses that other residents have already left. Joe Garcia says he'd be happy to move over a few streets if that means he could own a home.
Oh, it'd be awesome. I mean, great, you know. I mean, because it's our place of settlement, you know. It helps a lot from the stress they've been going through.
And another HMK resident that I spoke with, Merced Correa, he is now a new homeowner, and he just recently signed to close on his HMK home. He also says that he's very excited.
Muy contento, feliz porque logré lo que quería, ¿verdad? Ya no voy a estar pensando en que me van a desalojar, o, ¿verdad? Entonces ya uno se libera de eso.
He's saying that he's very happy because he's achieved what he's wanted and that he doesn't have to think about getting evicted, and that's very liberating to him.
So, Courtney, what's next?
Well, we should make it clear, several hundred people have already moved out of these homes. Everyone who's left has to decide whether to buy their home or one of the vacant homes, and if so, figure out a plan to fix them up so they meet the city code.
The big question, I think, is will this work?
I asked that one to Bill Hall today. He heads up Dallas Area Habitat for Humanity. He makes the point that this is definitely a good short-term solution as far as keeping people in their homes, keeping people in their neighborhood. He says a lot of families can probably sustain $575 a month as far as a mortgage payment. He says some will struggle. He does make the point that it's hard to predict long-term whether this is a way to keep the area affordable, especially when a community is developing at the breakneck pace of West Dallas.
Well, we'll keep an eye on that. Courtney Collins, Jessica Diaz-Hurtado, thanks for coming in.
Sure.
Thank you.
You can meet several of those West Dallas residents, including Joe Garcia and his 84-year-old mom, Lily, and see the rest of our series, One Crisis Away, No Place to Go. It's at KERA.org/no place. At the Texas Capitol, being a rookie lawmaker is a lot like starting any new job. As the 85th legislative session starts its final full week, we asked two freshman members of the Texas House of Representatives what they've learned. Jen Rice with the Texas Station Collaborative has the story.
Kyle Biederman isn't your typical politician. The Fredericksburg Republican owns a hardware store, and he spent nearly three decades hosting a home improvement radio show. So his first days at the Capitol were full of surprises.
People already know who you are. That was very eye-opening and shocking.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He's 100% right on that. People just, you know, representative, representative, representative. You get on the elevator and everyone's nodding their head.
That's Sean Theory. She's also brand new. Theory's from Houston, a lawyer and a Democrat. In many ways, Biederman and Theory are total opposites. But over the session, they've become friendly. Together, they've navigated the legislature's strange rituals and traditions, which started on day one.
For those who aren't aware, we have this ping pong ball system, and whatever the number is, that's your seniority in your class, and you keep it with you forever. So I was, I believe, number 9. So
number 10.
Once again, you get first dibs on all of the vacant offices.
Parking, picking your room, and your deskmate.
Both representatives say your deskmate on the House floor is kind of like your lab partner in a high school chemistry class.
And you don't always vote the same way, but you can talk about things. And when things start changing quickly, you need someone, hey, what's going on? Especially someone who's been here.
The two representatives came to the Capitol with very different philosophies. Theory says she filed her first bill on her first day, probably before her computer was even plugged in. But Biederman wanted to file as little legislation as possible.
Limited government, less rules, less bills.
But he says once you're sucked into the Capitol, you learn it actually takes a lot to get less.
If you want to fix something, it takes a bill. Or if there's a problem in your district, it takes a bill. So you start adding up all these things that could reduce government, it still takes bills.
Both freshmen also realized it's almost impossible to pass those bills. Even if your idea is so simple, everybody thinks it already exists. Theory wrote a bill that would create a statewide website listing available beds for psychiatric patients.
Right now, believe it or not, there's no system for that. Well, a couple of members said, no, we have that. And I said, no, we don't. And we looked it up and they said, okay, we don't.
So every day we hear a bill. It's like, why are we hearing this? Why isn't this already there?
In all, Theory authored more than 30 bills. Only 6 of them even made it to the House floor. That's a big adjustment for two people who are used to getting things done, whether it's in business or through the legal system.
When you file a lawsuit, no matter how long it takes, you do get a trial date. You will have your day in court.
We all have expectations that we're going to save the world. You're ready to start getting some things done, but it's best if your expectations are more realistic so you don't overwork yourself on things that may or may not really happen.
Working in the legislature is more than just 5 months without sleep or direct sunlight. They say it's also been tough on their families. On top of writing bills and commuting to Austin, Theory's also a single mom to a 4-year-old daughter, which impresses her Republican colleague.
It's amazing what she's able to do.
She's only 4. I didn't know she was quite aware of it, but she told someone on Easter, hey, my mom works at the Capitol. And she started telling them that she pushes green for yes and red for no, because I brought her to the floor. She thinks the Speaker of the House is the principal.
I don't see my family. I have 5 grandkids. I was driving around a week before Christmas, and I just realized I hadn't even bought a Christmas present yet. I don't even know what day it was.
But both lawmakers are acutely aware of the days now, as the 85th legislature rapidly approaches its end. These newbies turned veterans say they're ready for a fresh start.
What was your lowest number, Bill?
919. So, yeah,
9. And you filed the first day. Now, the lower numbers means you're somebody. That's where we'll be next session, right?
That's right.
The countdown to 2019 begins now. In Austin, I'm Jen Rice.
Mostly cloudy skies in store for us later this evening. There's a 40% chance of storms, low around 63. Tomorrow, much of the same. A chance for showers and storms with a high near 75. It's about 77 degrees in Dallas and Fort Worth. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.